July.
We're back from recess. Next order of business is Wellness Center update. Susie, I think you and Glenda were going to give a... No, Nikki, go ahead.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Real quick, I'd just like to give you a little update on the Wellness Center. Our usage is continuing to be great downstairs. We currently have 222 users.
How many?
222 users that are in our system.
Good. Really?
Mm-hmm. And since we've gone 24 hours, we've had a lot of usage. During the middle of the night with the Sheriff's Department, when they finish up their shifts, they'll go over there, or prior to going on duty. So they've been utilizing it, which is great. We're also looking at purchasing an upgrade for the software so that we can manage an increase as that continues. And I've heard from several employees and just how appreciative they are that we do have a facility like that here. As far as our vending.
Yeah, the vending.
Yes. Total that we've received from the machine is $246.20. We've had to use about $150 to replenish the stock. You know, so we keep $25 in the machine at all time. It's checked every 2 weeks, ten days, yeah. You know, to make sure it's operating correctly and to pull money out. And we've taken almost $100 to the treasurer to put back in. So we're very excited about it. We've done just a few different things. A couple things didn't work in there, you know, so we've obviously pulled those and we're trying different things. So it seems to be working very, very well.
Do you have all the vending machines in the whole buildings yet, or we still have some other ones?
No, we have.
One?
We have one. The Wellness Center oversees one.
And the reason we haven't found the other ones is because of existing contracts?
There are existing contracts, but I think you gentlemen decided let's just start with just doing one. You know, because there are some people that still do drink some soda.
I would like for you to, if you see fit, to pursue one in each building to start off with. One
over there, too?
At the other location, also with a, actually with a little sign or caption on it, like, and I think it should also be put on here, that's what it's for.
Proceeds go to the
wellness.
Supports the Wellness Center. Right. I mean, I think it, I agree with you, Dan.
That's the first time today.
Oh, the microphone's rolling.
Let the record show Dan and Jim agreed.
I'm going to get my jacket so I'm getting ready to freeze over.
We currently have one treadmill that is down. It is the motherboard.
It's not.
It's not working properly.
That's what I'm going to use.
We've had a quote on it. It's going to be about $1,000.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
What's a new one cost?
Thousands.
A whole lot more.
These are commercial grade.
Yes. And I believe that it would be in our very best interest to have, like, our treadmills and bikes and the elliptical serviced probably twice a year to make sure everything's running properly so we don't get to this point.
How many treadmills do we have active right now? Then we have one other one, right?
Two other.
We got three originally, is that
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Can you look into then what it's going to cost to have those serviced?
Yes. I believe it's about $100.
Oh, okay, that's nothing.
All right. So we would like to incorporate that into a request and asking for funds to service them as well as fix the one that is broke.
Okay.
You can't make the one that's broke self-propelled. I mean, there's...
Well, we're working at it, aren't we?
Out of the 223, I bet you their names are not on it. When are you going to, are you going
to
get...
We would like to get this fixed as soon as possible.
On the, let's talk about the preventative side of the maintenance of the... you're saying it's $100 total, $100 per machine?
From what I understood from Renee, it was total for them to come down here.
Well, then,
and she even indicated...
We need to incorporate that right away if that's the case.
Yeah.
One of our guys could be there and kind of watch what they do and,
Why don't we get the three phone bids or whatever we required? And why don't you present that ASAP? And just, if you're going to come back with a formal request for repair of that motherboard,
yes.
Why don't you give us a comparative of what a new one would cost or used from the market? I mean, I want to make sure we're investing good money. I mean, $1,000 is a lot for a motherboard. And I know they're expensive units, but I don't know what the going rate is.
Okay.
That would help me for the vote.
I know used, we looked at you, I believe Renee looked at used, and it about $5,000.
Yeah.
For used.
Yeah.
Have you done any checking with the Heart Center, Skaggs Heart Center, and places like that, where they are constantly, actually they've got a person for their maintenance that comes in, and also might have some piece of equipment that has some other problem or something that you might check on that.
Okay.
Branson, is it Branson Heart Center now? Is that what the...
I'm not sure what they call it.
Yeah. I believe that's what it is. And you might check out there.
Okay.
What's her name? She comes over here and does our...
Jan Harper.
Jan. Have Jan, she can put you in the right direction if you need some help. She's real good about it. She does our blood work and stuff here at the courthouse when they do their testing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's been there for years. We've had several employees express an interest to have a yoga class and or a Zumba class. The employees would each be responsible for taking on that expense. The county would not. For instance,
how many employees are you talking about? 20 or 2 or?
No, there's a minimum. 10 to 15 people would have to sign up for those individuals to even come here.
Jim raises a...
there's a legal question I want to ask.
Legal question, and let's add that to our list of things for our exec session today.
That's
since we're going to have counsel.
Okay. So you'll get back with me on that?
That one, yes.
Okay. As you know, every month we try to do a theme. We try to do something during that month, whether it's, send out an email blast, just bringing awareness to a certain issue. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we'd like to do a fundraiser with all of the proceeds going to the Breast Cancer Foundation of the Ozarks. And they do service Taney County. They're actually located in Springfield. We have some things to raffle. We'd like to do a salad bar luncheon. And with the permission of you gentlemen, we would like to have as many people participate as possible in wearing pink that day. Just power in pink.
What day are you planning on in October?
We were thinking October. We really hadn't set a date yet.
Go ahead and that section.
That's fine. No, that's okay. Fine.
We have received a resignation from one of our committee members, so we're going to, which is not any of them that are here right now. So I'm going to send out an email asking for employees to submit an application to be on the committee. And then once I receive something back, we'll come before you gentlemen again. Let's talk about our health insurance premiums. Is there a way that we can incorporate like an incentive within?
You writing that down, Ron?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I haven't really researched it. I just wanted your permission to move forward and talk to our current carrier, see what they have to offer.
We probably want to have that conversation through HR.
Now, where are you headed? Are you talking about if the employees make certain benchmarks, then there's a different level of insurance, or there's less amount of money that's paid? Or?
We talked about that last year through our insurance bid, but it was so late in the year, you know, we couldn't get anything together.
I know different companies do, obviously different
programs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, just the very fact that the county purchased a membership over at Rorark Health Club, mm-hmm. our insurance rates went down, which more than compensated for the $1,000 that we were paying Rorark.
Right.
I'm all for you coupling with HR to look at anything that we can.
Right.
Okay. I'll speak with Linda and see if we can move forward. Do you gentlemen have any questions for us?
When do you think you're going to come back with us for the funding request? Probably in a week or so, or 2 weeks? What are you thinking?
Probably next week.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's all. Just make sure you come back. I mean, I think you've got support. If I understand the maintenance side of it, you've got support, sounds like, immediately.
Yes.
And so let's just move forward as soon as you get your information back to us.
Wonderful.
The software upgrade, I'd like to know what that costs also. Because you said you're getting ready to do a software upgrade for the scanners.
Yes.
That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Any of the other members have any comments they want to add of the committee? No? Thank you. Gentlemen, with no objection, let's stand in recess until we will convene again an executive session with council at 1 o'clock.
Sounds wonderful, sir.
Done.